The smaller ones make a kind of screech owl.
Yeah, okay.
There's owls and then the screech owl. Then the screech owl is the one that whistles and makes it very thunder rack.
Smaller ones.
Huh? Yeah, they're smaller. Yeah.
What do you call small fish that are used for bait?
Minnows.
All right. And the things that make a they make a thing up in the corner of a house or on a wall. They catch flies in.
Fly trap?
Yeah. You know, who makes a fly trap?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a kind of an insect. Kind of an insect that makes a web.
Oh, that's spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's spiders.
Okay, and would you call that thing they make? Would you call that a
web?
No, would you call it the same thing indoors or outdoors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the parts of the tree underground are the part of the tree that goes underground?
The roots.
All right. Now, what kinds of trees do you have? Just names of the different kinds of trees.
Well, we have oaks, and we have pines, and we have locusts, and we have dogwoods, and red dogwoods, and pecan trees, and all kinds of trees. We got all kinds of trees through this place.
Do you have any sycamore?
Yeah, a few. You already have sea sycamore. We used to have a lot of them. We don't see much of that anymore.
Did you ever call that anything else?
No.
Do you have any maple trees?
Yeah, a lot of them. That's maple right there.
Do you have any sugar maple trees?
No, I don't know anything about that sugar maple. I've seen it advertised, but I don't know whether that's a sugar maple or not.
How about the kind of a tree that has a small red berry that you can eat to see that? Kind of tree that George Washington chopped down.
Oh, there's cherries.
All right.
I hauled out. My brother called me, had about a gallon. I got them to sit out there and seed them and put them in deep freeze. I looked down the rectory and I just colored my shirt all over.
Yeah.
And my wife came down there and said, "Good Lord, look at your shirt."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I bet that don't come out." And she took it and put it in coal rocks and just soon as I went in the house and changed.
Yeah.
And we got through it and she put it in coal rocks and try to get that out. I don't know why she did not. I didn't ask.
Mm-hmm. Are there any kinds of vines or trees that give you a rash to break out from?
Yeah, poison ivy.
All right, is there any other kind?
Not that I know of.
Do you have any sumac or shumac around?
Shumac?
Yeah,
it grows on the edge of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Colonel Price up there at TMI made a drink out of that shumac bush.
Is that right?
And the best drink I ever drank in my life, but he never did put it on the market.
Really?
He brought some of it down there at town when he was chemistry at TMI.
Uh-huh.
And put it in the confectionery there and told us boys to go in there and taste it.
Uh-huh.
And Roy Gaddon would give us a taste, enough to taste it,
uh-huh,
to just show what he'd done. Uh-huh. Boy, his best drink tastes better than Coca-Cola.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, he was good. Uh-huh. But he didn't develop it. He didn't, uh-huh, improve it. He's got lots of money anyhow. He's crippled up now. He's had part of his intestine took out and he had a joint put in his hip. And he's our son. He's been teaching at my son's school class for over 50 years.
Where is he from originally, do you know?
Oh, yeah, across the country, over in that neighborhood, in Trinier and Nashville.
Uh-huh.
There's seven of them boys.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them, most of them are school teachers.
Uh-huh.
And he came there to TMI.
Now, how about, you mentioned some berries. You mentioned dewberries and blackberries before. Are there any other kinds of berries?
Well, there's huckleberries and there's all kinds of berries. There's
How about the red berries?
Red berries. Yeah, them there. And you can call them, Miss Ada's got some of them out there. They're